Francis, the other day I shared with you an article on Bloomberg titled Boeing is Killing It by Squeezing Its Suppliers Under Their Current CEO. And I think this relates well to future creator rule 4-18, which states high velocity cash indices give future creators close control over transaction costs and over all the touch points of cash in their supply chains.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Because what has happened in modern industry is what I call a great phase shift between companies that were focused on costs and squeezing suppliers for cost and those that are focused on cash wait states. And those that are focused on cash wait states get way better control over transaction costs and over all the touch points of cash in their systems and supply chains. And this almost inevitably gives them better control over costs. So they're impacting both their balance sheet and income statement at the same time. Because once you get touch points of cash control in your supply chain, you also get to identify cash wait states. And you can then start to rid the system of its cash wait states. This is what Walmart did and what Apple did, and it's become the modern way of thinking for all corporate organization. What you see at Boeing is the reverse of that. And Boeing has tried to compete with having an increasingly poor cash velocity. Its management grade over the last decade has dropped from B to F. And so it, in a sense, is less and less competitive all the time. But why is Boeing managing to pull off increases in market share and shareholder value? And we discovered this in the auto business back in the early 2000s. What happens is that if all your competitors, in this case, Airbus is a perfect example, are very low grade, then you can proceed without any high grade competition in your market. You can, for a temporary period, rack up value. However, the problem that Boeing will have is gravity, and that is that sooner or later, the fact that modern business is all about managing the touch points of cash and eliminating cash wait states will catch up with it. It's a system problem, and it's key to future creators. Future creator CEOs get this, they understand it immediately, and they don't fool around with this. It's not something you want to make a mess of. And if you have a look at Boeing's days of sales and inventory, my gosh, they have gone from 48 in 2006 to 173. Now, if that doesn't tell the CEO that there are issues, big ones, in that system that have to be attended to very quickly, I don't know what tells the CEO anything, because the amount of problems that must be buried in an increase like that, an absolutely staggering increase, have got to be just phenomenal. And he needs to get that team focused on that issue fast, because squeezing suppliers is no way to handle this.
Another future creator rule around working capital management states that low inventory companies have information surface knowledge that that gives them superior control over all the touch points of cash end-to-end in their supply chain. So it looks here, with their increased days in inventory, that Boeing's violating this rule.
It is violating it, and it only gets away with it because Airbus is so much worse. You know, Airbus is a very bad, very poor player, and it leaves the space open for Boeing to compete with, both arms tied behind its back, practically speaking.
To learn more and to see more insights by Francis McInerney, please visit us at future-creators.com. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Robert.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.